Daf is Daf Mem Alpha. Let's take it from the beginning of the parak. The bottom of Mem on Rebbe is the new parak of the new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-tzlamim asur mipnei shem nevadim. All idols, not really fair, idols, statues, all statues, we don't know if they were worshipped or not, but just a statue, the halacha is all statues are asur, mipnei shehena nevadim pamachas b'shana divrei Rebbe Meir, because at least once a year, a statue is something that people were to worship, so that's asur. Chachamim omrim eino asur ela kol sheyesh b'yad makel o tzipor or Okadr. Chacham don't think that every single statue gets worshipped. Some people use statues for decorations, for ornaments. So it's only if there's some indicator that this was something that was ruled. So if the statue, they're holding a stick, holding a bird, holding a ball, we'll see in the Gemara that how somehow indicates that that was not only a statue, but it was an idol that was worshipped. While Rabbi Meir thinks every single statue is going to be worshipped and therefore us are to get hana from. Misha says now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Af Kol Sheyesh Biyado Kol Davar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is somewhere in the middle, where not every statue is Aser, but every statue that's holding something. It doesn't have to be a stick, a bird, or a ball, but holding any item that indicates somehow it was an idol, and therefore Aser to get Hana from. So the Gemara explains, Idinev Adim Pam Achas Bishana, so my time of the Rabbanim. If this idol, if this statue rather, is worshipped once a year, so then even the Chachamim should say it's Aser Bihana. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'mekomo she Rabbi Meir hayu ovdenoso pamachas b'shana. In Rabbi Meir's city where he grew up, where he lived, that's a place where they would worship a statue. Every single statue got worshipped at least once a year. Rabbi Meir, but that was a very small minority. Not every statue in the world was like that. That's where he lived, in one city in the entire world, a very small percentage. But Rabbi Meir is the famous Shita, Rabbi Meir Chayish Limiuta, he's always concerned of a minority. So even though it was a minority of people who were to worship statues, or I should say a minority of statues that are worshipped, so then still he was concerned and he was Gazar Shar Mekomos Atu Oso Makom. He was Gozer that if you allow worshipping, if you say it's permitted to worship these statues and to get Hana from statues, that might lead you to get Hana from the statues of those that were worshipped as well. And therefore, he made a gzeir across the board that all statues are usher to derive benefit from. Rabbanan who argue, de lo chai shili miuta, Rabbanan always say, we're not choshish of a small miut, of a minority, and therefore lo gazu shar mekomos atu osamakam. Meaning osamakam, where we know bevadai, they worship statues, so that's vadai asr to get hana. But to extend that to all other places where people do not worship idols, so then the halacha is, it's mutter to get hana from a stam statue. So Gemara comes along now and qualifies the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Bandrati Shamalachim Shaninu. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Five lines up. Andrati Kisheh Melech Mace. When the king dies, Osen Tzuraso BePesach Hashar Lizikaram. They would make a statue of him at the entrance of the city. Tosus thinks it's actually referring to while he's still alive. While the king's alive, Tosus says they would make something Lekavo the king. Either way, they have some type of statue BePesach Hashar. And Rashi goes on to say, V'hasim ka'asir, Rabbi Meir says it's asir, de'agav chavivusa, because the great love they have and attachment to the king, who's now dead, palchilei, they would worship this statue. So therefore, only in this case where the statue is attached to the Pesach Shar is where Rabbi Meir would say it's asir. Tosus has a whole another explanation. If we look at Tosus Bandrati, around halfway down, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he says the opposite. It's actually, every case is aser. Even Chachamim agree to aser, but it's referring to when it's mutter. Andrati is a case where it's actually mutter. All other cases are aser. So complete opposite understanding of Rashi. So then the Gemara says, last line of Memor Beis, we get to our daf, Mem Aleph. Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ube Omdin Al Pesach Medina Shanu. It's not any entranceway, it's an entranceway into the area, into that Medina. So the Gemara now says in Daf Mem Aleph, Amar Rabba Machlokes B'shal Kfarim. The Machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir about Stam Tzelem is only when it comes to villages. Aval B'shal Krachim Divrei Hakol Mutarim. If you find the statue in a big city, so then it's going to be mutar, even according to Rabbi Meir, my time, Lenoy Av Dilahu. They only make it for decoration. There are many statues you have throughout the city that are just to beautify the city, but not used for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, "Ud kfarim miikl mandamar lenoy kavdile, de kfarim vandai lemithachenu avdulahu." So wait a second. So you're telling me Chachamim think even in a village, a statue is permitted? Not true. Villages are very simple places. They don't have statues. You go to Woodmere, you don't have any statues in Woodmere. This is a village, let's say, you know, relative to New York City. There's no statues in Woodmere. So if you do, for make it pretty, so if you do find the statue here in Woodmere, so it was definitely used for Avodah Zarah. And even the Chachamim would agree, a statue found in a kfar is Vaday Asir Bahana. So the Gemara now tweaks the Machlokas, Ela Itmar Hachidmar. Amar Rabba. Rabba says the following. Machlokas b'shel krachim. The whole debate is if you find the statue in the big city, so there Chachamim say that's just for noy. But Rav Meir argues it's going to be used for Avodah Zarah and Asr. Aval b'shel kfarim. If you find the statue in the village, divrei kol asur, and everyone agrees it's asur because no one has statues in the village. No one has these fancy statues. If there is a statue, it's only used for Avodah Zarah. Gemara now quotes the opinion of Chachamim Omrim, Einu Asurin. The Chachamim held it's only Asur if the statue is holding a stick, a bird, or a bull. Makel, what does Makel mean? So the Gemara, the way it explains it in a way that's degrading to the idol, but it's meant to be the opposite. So what do I mean? Makel Shirod Des Atmo, a stick that the god, the statue, is hitting himself, Tachas Kol Olam Kulo Kimakel. He's hitting himself underneath the world. What it's trying to say is the intent of the idol was really to have hit the world with a stick, that he was in control of the entire world by holding the staff that indicated his control as him being a god. Then the Gemara says, Tzipor, what does that mean? That the statue is holding a bird. Shetofei says, Atma, he's holding himself, Tachas Kol Olam Kulo Kitzipor, he's holding himself below the world like a bird. What it means to say really is, he's holding a bird in his hand like he has the whole world in his hand. That's the indication of this statue being a god and worshipped. And the final example of the Mishnah was a kador, a bull. Shetofei says, Atma, Tachas Kol Olam Kulo Kikador, that the statue is below the world like a bull. What it means to that really is that he's holding the whole world in his hand, just like a bull. Interesting Tosas, Dir Maskil Kikador. The Babli says in a couple of places, famously in Gemara Pesachim, that the world is flat. But look what Tosas writes here: Kikador, a bull, Shah Olam Agul, the world is round. Kedeisa biYushalmi l'Shalzandrios Mokdin Allah l'Mala. He went up to Shemayim Adjiral Kol Olam Kikador. He saw that the entire world was a bull. Vesayam Kikara, and the water was like a plate, looked flat. Perishyom Akainus Shemakevis Kol Olam. That the it looked flat, somewhat like a bowl, rather a bowl or plate. But he did acknowledge that the entire world, the earth, is a bowl, as opposed to what the Bavli seems to indicate. It was actually flat. They thought. There are ways to understand that, but this is a clear toast, as a clear Yushami, that it's round. The Gemara now says, Tana Hosifu Aleim. So although the Mishnah only gives three examples of when a statue holds something, that statue is usher, according to the Chachamim, namely if it's holding a stick, a ball, or a bird, the Braisa added on a few other items. Tana Hosifu Aleim Asayif Atara Vitabas. If he's holding, the statue is holding a sword, a crown, or a ring. So why do they add this on? So the Gemara explains, Saif initially made Kara, they thought a Saif would not indicate he's worshipped. Savor, listen, Baalma, they made a statue of a robber who has a sword, and nothing, it's not a god. However, Uluvasof, at the end, they realized the statue with the sword indicates that he was worshipped. Savor, they felt, Shehorik es asmo tachas kolom kula, he was killing himself below the world, which again we have to reinterpret to mean that he was killing the entire world, that he was can control the world by him holding the sword, so you can't get enough from such a statue. A tara, holding a crown, may karasavra gadil klali ba'alma, he's holding a crown, nothing special about that. Uvasofa, then they understood, no, when a statue is holding a crown, savra katara lemelech, he's holding the crown of the king, that he thinks he's the king of the world. And the final example that was added on, tabas, holding a ring, may karasavra, initially they thought, ishtaima ba'alma, Rashi explains that the one holding the ring was a messenger of the king. It wasn't the king himself, just a messenger who was given the right to stamp. Kind of like Haman, who had the was given the stamp of Ahasuerus. It wasn't the actual king. But Vasof, in the end, they felt Savar Shechosim et Atzmo Tachas Kola Olam Kula Lemisa, that he was signing off on himself dying, which again meant that he had control, that by him holding that ring, he was control of the entire world, that he could kill anyone who he wants, because he had the signature of the king, because he himself is the king. Okay, Gemara now says, the last opinion of the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who felt that the statue who's holding any item, no matter what that item is, even if it's a small rock, a piece of hair, a pig, who knows what, whatever he's holding, that would indicate that that statue was worshipped. So Gemara says, Tana, afilu tzur, afilu kisem, even if it's holding a small pebble, a small wood chip, that would indicate this statue was once upon a time worshipped. So asks an interesting question, by Rav Ashi, Tafas biyada tsoa. Let's say he's holding tsoa, something very disgusting, of course, the waste. So maho, what's the halacha? Would mi amrina, do we say, kuliyama zili ape ki tsoa? Do we say that the entire world is nothing to him? It's like tsoa, that's why he's holding it, the entire world and people are nothing to him? That's showing the godliness of the statue? Oh, Dilma, perhaps what it means is why he's holding the waste is mihu dazal biape kuliyama Kitsoa. Or maybe we're saying that this person is disgusting in the eyes of the entire world, and therefore maybe it wasn't worshipped. So unclear, and the Gemara ends off as a teiku. We don't know what the status of such a statue might be. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Hamotzi Shivrei Tzlamim, a person finds a statue that's been broken up on the floor, the Loch is Harei Elu Mutar, and it's actually permitted to get Hana from this. Rashi explains why. It's really, he's quoting the Gemara later on, but let's just understand now. If you look at Rashi, the first narrow line down, Masnisen Harei Elu Mutar, Taimim Afarsh B'Gemara, when this statue is full, it was only a suffix, lo avdim or avdim. We weren't sure whether every statue was worshipped. So that's suffix one, when it's shalim. Now, vim tim salomar avdim, let's say it was worshipped. So, emer bitlim, now the fact that it's broken, they were maybe vivatil it, and therefore lachach shivram, that's why they broke it. So, have a svek sveka ulakula. So that's when it comes to a statue that you don't know if it was ever worshipped. So then the Mishnah says, Matza tavnis yad o tavnis regal. Let's say you find a full hand or full leg. So then the Mishnah says, Hare elu asurim mipnei shekayotze behen nevad. Even though it may have seemed to have broken off from a larger statue, since at times people worship just a hand and such a leg, so therefore it's only one level of suffix that it came from a place of avodah zarah or not, but whether being shalom or not, it's not considered shivrei tzlamim, it's not considered broken, it's still considered shalom.
So, yeah. Today, God be avodah zarah, in other words, I'm not sure what would form the category, like Buddha, other things, like certain cultures that they have. So all these halachas would apply. In other words, here you walk in the city and you see a Zeus holding on to the world.
Right.
In Manhattan, it doesn't mean anything.
Right. It's just yeah, so that's what it says above. I guess the krachim, if it's in the kfar, as we assume, the krachim, though, we assume it's a machlokas. We pass like chachamim, I think. We pass like chachamim. In which case, they wouldn't be us if they get hana from them.
Yeah. In different places.
Right, but if it's holding a ball, the world, so that might be us according to chachamim.
Star. Yeah. I mean, other places, they still
right.
have.
Right. If you know for sure, this is all b'safik, if you know for sure they worship it, then that's vade asa. This is only a case of safik where you just happen to chance upon one. So Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, afilu shivrei avodas kachavim. So Shmuel says, not only broken up tzelem, a tzelem is a statue where we don't know if it was worshipped. Shivrei avodas kachavim is where we know it was definitely worshipped. There's a statue that was avodas kachavim. So Shmuel says, not only if it's a broken statue is it permitted, but even a broken real idol is also permitted. So the Gemara says, how could Shmuel say this? Our Mishnah says otherwise. Our Mishnah seems to indicate, V'ha'anantanan, our Mishnah tells us, Shivrei Tzlamim, that only Shivrei Tzlamim, only broken parts of a statue is Aser, rather Mutter, implying broken idols are Aser. Hu'adin da'afilu Shivrei Avodas Chachavim. No, really, even the broken parts of an idol is Mutter. Ah, so Haid the Katani Shivrei Tzlamim. Why did it only mention a broken statue? It should have taught the greater Chiddush of even a broken idol. Mishum de kabay le misnei seifa, because I wanted to teach the seifa that what? Matza tavnis yad, tavnis regel, hare elu asur mipnei shikiyotzi behem. He wanted to teach you a hand that came from a statue, a leg that came from a statue, then that would still be us, even though it came from a statue. Meaning, if a leg or hand came from an idol, valid, it's asur. But he wanted to teach you, even though it came from a statue, a leg and hand alone would be asur. But ein achanami, even broken idols are going to be mutter. So Gemara says, Tanan mutter tabnis yad tabnis rega hare el asurim mipnei shekayotze bo nevad. The Mishnah had said that if you have a full hand, a full leg, it's going to be us because people do worship a leg and a hand. So Gemara asks the question, am I, why is it us, sir? V'ha shvar minu. Isn't a hand broken off? Isn't that shivrei tzlamim? Isn't that shivrei over kachavim? Shmuel just told us above that shivrei over avodas kachavim is actually going to be usur. So how come a broken hand, a hand that broke off from a statue, a leg that broke off from a statue is usur? So Gemara says, Targum HaShmuel, Shmuel explains to defend himself, Ba'om Nim Al Basis, and it's talking about a situation where the hand is attached to a base. I mean, they just made the statue was a hand. The statue was a leg. It wasn't a big statue of Zeus, let's say, where they broke up just a hand. It was where it was still attached to the base, and that's why it would be Aser. But Eina Chanami, if they had broken off a larger statue or idol, even Shmuel would say it's Mutter. Gemara now says, Itmar, avodas kochavim shenishbara me'alel. Let's say a statue cracked and crumbled on its own. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, asur, it's still asur. Since no one was mevatel it before, so Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's still asur, but Reish Lakish Amar, muteris, it's permitted. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, asura, dehala batla, because no one was mevatel. It broke on its own. You need to have the Adam to be mevatel it. But Reish Lakish Amar, muteres, it's permitted. Why? Mistama bitula maftule. We could assume that the owner was mevata. Why? Meimar Amar, ihi nafshe lo atle, lahu gavra matile. If the statue can't save himself, is he going to save me? So Mistama, the owner of the statue, once he saw it crumble, that this was a worthless piece of statue, a worthless god. So Mistama, he was mevata. Now, even though we don't know if he was, we assume he was according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that he was not. He's not the Mevatelet. So there's a suffix the Mishnah Melech has within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that this statue that broke on its own is still Usser. Does it mean that it's Vadei Usser, that he was definitely not Mevatelet? Or is it a suffix whether or not it's Usser, and we're suffix L'chumra? That's the Mishnah Melech's suffix within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who says Usser. And Rabbi Kivyeger says he's not sure what he's mistopic about, because it's really a machlokas Rishonim. He quotes a number of opinions, Tosus and Ran, who actually have this debate, that when Rabbi Yochanan says Usser, is that Vadei Usser, that since it broke on its own, he Vadei didn't have in mind to mivatel it, or to suffix, since we don't know any better, it's a suffix, and we go L'chumr. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. I guess if there'd be another level suffix, maybe whether you say add a sex fake, that would probably be a nafkamina. If you assume it's Vadei Usser, so another level, so I'm not sure what the suffix might be, but that would still be Usser. But if you assume it's suffix, and then another suffix would be sex fake, a lakula. I imagine that would be nafkamina. Gemara now says around seven lines down on the Amud here, Eisivei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. The Pasuk says with regards to Plishtim, the Rosh Dagon, the head of the fish, Vishte Kapos, and the two hands, Yadav Krusas, were broken off. What does Dagon mean? What's it referring to exactly? This is referring to the Aron of Elohim, the Aron that the Plishtim had made when they went out to war in Am Yisrael. So they had this pesel called Dagon. It was called a Dagon, the Ravid explained, because they worshipped the mazel of Dagon, the mazel of fish. They would worship. So therefore, they called their god Dagun, Lashon of Dag. So they had this Rosh, the head of the idol, broke off, and along with the two hands, and goes on to say, V'ksiv, Al-Kain lo yijichu chohane Dagun, they wouldn't step on the Dagun, meaning they still treat it with respect. Even after it broke, they still wouldn't step on the head. So the Gemara, so we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even when it broke me'eleha, it still is Aser. So the Gemara says, Amar lo. So Reish Lakish responds back, Misham Raya, from there you're going to bring a Raya. Hasam Shemanichan es hadogen v'ovdin es hamiftan. With the Pasuk goes on to explain that the Chol HaBayim based dogen al miftan dogen. They, when they saw the dogen on the floor of the head, granted they didn't step on it, but they completely ignored it, and they went over to the threshold to the miftan and started worshipping the miftan, but they ignored the dogen. So that's the Raya. Oh, granted, they didn't step on it, but they still didn't worship it anymore. And it's actually a Raya for me, says Reish Lakish, that Shivrei Avodas Chachavim Me'aleha is actually going to be Mutter. D'amrei, what were the Plishtim saying? Hachi Shavkei Yisur L'Dagon V'Asa Yisur Le'Albiftam. Let's ignore the worshipping of the Dagon, because now the head broke off, and let's go worship the Miftam now. So that's the Raya and the response of Reish Lakish. Gemara asks another question, Eisivei. Hamotzi shivrei tzlamim hare elu mutarim. The Mishnah said that if you find broken pieces of a statue, it's mutter. Ha shivrei avodas kochavim. That implies if they're broken up of an idol, they're actually going to be asur, and you cannot get hanav from them. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's avodah zara shenishbura me'eleha, they're still going to be usher. That's the implication from our Mishnah. Only a broken tselem is mutter, but broken avodah zara is usher. Gemara says, no, lo tema, don't conclude shivrei avodos kochavim are asur. And that's the incorrect implication. Ella, ema, you should say, hatzlamim atzman asur. The dig to be made is, when the tselem is broken, so those broken pieces are mutter. But when the tselem is intact, it's full, it's shalem, so then we can learn that the tselem, a stam statue, even though we don't know whether it was worshipped or not, a stam tselem, that's shalem, we assume it's asur. The stomach, Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir holds that all tzlamim are usher. That's what we're learning. The stam case of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says back, midi Rabbi Meir, nishma lehul rabbanim. We could deduce something from Rabbi Meir applying it to Rabbanim. How so? Lav amar Rabbi Meir, tzlamim asurin, yet shivei tzlamim mutarim. Within the world of Rabbi Meir, a stam tzelem, a statue, is usher, but a broken statue is mutter. So now, bringing it over to Rabbanon, avodas kochavim, a idol that's been worshipped, avodas kochavim nami hiasura v'shivrei mutar. So you have a parallel case now. In the world of chachamim, chachamim don't think statues are usher, but they think avodas zara is usher, an idol is usher, that we know was worshipped. So they hold avodas kochavim, that's shalem, that's intact, is usher, but we can learn that a broken avodas zara is actually mutter. So now that's a question against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan thought a avodah zara shenishbara me'aleha is actually usher. But now this Mishnah seems to indicate within the world of the Chachamim it's mutter shivrei avodah zara. Amar says, Hachi Ashtal. Let's understand the case. Hasam over there, Emer Avdim, Emer Lo Avdim, by the Tselem, we don't know whether they worship the statue or not. It's a stam statue, we don't know the history. That's a suffix. Vim tim tselomer of them, and let's say we'll grant you fact that it was worshipped. The tselom, the idol, the statue was worshipped. Emer butlum avodas chachavim. So maybe you could say that maybe the avodah zara was bought already, and it's no longer good. So therefore, it's a svek sveka and mutter. So the Gemara says, however, avodas kochavim, when it's an idol, where you see whatever Buddha they have, vadai avdu, it was certainly going to be worshipped. And mi yemar debala, who says, and it's a suffix, whether they're mevata. That's one suffix, versus a vadai. It was vadai worshipped, but a suffix, now that it's broken, whether they're mevata, have a suffix vivadai, vein suffix motse mide vadai. So a suffix of whether they're batal or not cannot remove the vale iser of it being worshipped. So that's the difference here. Okay. Gemara now says, again, to a general conversation here of vein suffix motse mide vadai. Is it really true that a suffix cannot undo a vadai chazaka? If something has a vadai iser, a suffix can't remove the iser. V'atani, the Braisa tells us that a chaver is a person who's makbid on halachas of chumas and maisos. A chaver shemes, a chaver who kept halacha, he died. Heniach megura melea peros, he left behind a basket full of fruit. So what's the status? Are those fruit tevel? Are they were they tithed already? Were they not tithed already? So afilu hein b'nei yomen, even if you know they were picked that morning, they're fresh off the tree, harei hein b'chezkas musukanim, you could assume they were actually fixed. The chaver took mice, chumas and mice from them, and you could eat them. V'ha hacha v'adai tevili, safek asinu, safek lo asinu. How could that be? They were v'adai tevel, because they came from the tree. But the safek, whether or not he took meiser, the kaasi safek umotzi midevadai. So we see here's a case where the safek whether he took meiser or not is able to remove the status of vadaya being tevel. So we see that safek is motzi midevadai. Bar says, no, don't bring me a rye from chumas and meisers. Hasam vadai bevadai hu. There is even vadai. He took the meiser. Why? Devadai asrinu. He definitely took meiser. How could it be? He took it. He died the day he picked them. And when did he have time to take meiser? Rabbi Chanina Chaza, Dam Rabbi Chanina Chaza, interesting idea. Chazaka al chaver sheina motzi davar sheina mesuka mitachas yada. It's a klal that you saw that we can never assume that a chaver died in this world. He left the world without having to do his obligation. He took tevel and he probably did it immediately when he took it off the tree just to, he was zariz. So we assume his vadai meiser was taken and it's not a proof for safek motzi midei vadai. Ibai Zema, another explanation of this braisa, but this conversation appears many places throughout Shas. Ibai Zema, the Gemara says, is a safek v'safeku. I mean, safek v'safek. Safek whether he took meiser, but the original point is safek tevel, safek not tevel. What does that mean? It was definitely tevel. He picked up the tree today. So the Gemara explained, it's a sabik whether it's tevel in the first place, whether it's a chi of meiser in the first place. Why? Efshir de ovid kidi Rabbi Oshaya, damar, what he would say, there's a way to circumvent the chi of a meiser, the chi of tevel. How? Marim adam, a person could play some type of trick here, al tvasa with his grain. Umachnisa b'mot shalah, kidei shite behemto achelis b'tura min a meiser. He could put it in, how do they define mot? Is the, it's the shaft? The shaft with the shaft on it still, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Rashi explains here, two wide lines down, Umachnisa lachatzer, he brings it into his courtyard, b'mot shalah, in the shaft, v'lo yamrechanu b'kri, he's not going b'goron shebesada. The chi of meiser, the tevel kicks in once you flatten the mounds out, make them very neat. So here he's going to bring them in with v'lo yamrechanu, without smoothing b'kri, the top, b'goron shebesada, d'meruach hu gmar melacha, the spreading out is the complete melacha. And when you bring it to your house, now there's a chiv to take meiser before eating it. Since he brought them in the chatzir before doing the meruach, lo kavulei lechachi was never kavea, and therefore he could circumvent the chiv tevel and the chiv meiser. So it's a safek whether this chaver he did the trickery or not. We don't know whether it's a chiv tevel in the first place, and even if it was tevel, it's a safek whether he took meiser or not, and that's why we're makel. But it's not a raya at all for the concept of ein safek motze midei vade. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Say it again.